Welcome to the English Teacher John Show. Please visit us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thanks for listening. Today we are going to talk about a current news story, a sad and emotional news story about a natural disaster in the United States. Natural disasters include earthquakes, hurricanes, tidal waves, wildfires, landslides, avalanches, volcano eruptions, floods, and droughts. Tidal waves are also called tsunamis. Tsunami is a Japanese word, but we also use it in English. Hurricane is the word we use for these large wind storms in the Atlantic Ocean. In the Pacific Ocean, they are called typhoons. I live in Japan, and here we get many typhoons every year. In other places, like Australia, these large storms are called cyclones. This week, Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, Louisiana, and the other Gulf states of Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. We call them Gulf states because they border the Gulf of Mexico, which is a large body of water. After Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans area was hit by a flood. It is a very difficult situation right now for the people in that area. They are stranded. They cannot go anywhere because of the floodwaters. Some of them are still living on the roofs of their houses and are waiting to be rescued. Most people do not have food, electricity, or fresh water. The United States Army and National Guard are helping in the disaster area. No one is sure right now, but it looks like many people died in this disaster. Perhaps hundreds or maybe even thousands. I was in New Orleans in the 1980s, around 1987 or 1988. I had a very nice time there. I remember very well the tourist area called the French Quarter. It's a very fun place and famous for jazz music, unique and spicy food, and for parties. New Orleans' nickname is the Big Easy. It is a city of about 500,000 people and famous for a big street party, parade, and festival called Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is usually in February every year. Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday in French. New Orleans is now flooded, and about 80% of the city is underwater. It's really a catastrophe. Now is a good time to think about all of those people who are suffering. They don't have fresh water. They don't have enough food. They do not have medicine. Let's hope that this serious situation improves very soon. Let's hope that the people affected by Hurricane Katrina and the flood are soon able to start rebuilding their lives. Today we will study some idioms connected to the New Orleans disaster. Idiom number one, rebuild their lives. Rebuild their lives. Soon, people in the New Orleans area of the United States will begin to rebuild their lives. Soon, people in the New Orleans area of the United States will begin to rebuild their lives. Idiom number two. Start to put their lives back together. Start to put their lives back together. We hope that many of the affected people will start to put their lives back together. We hope that many of the affected people will start to put their lives back together. Idiom number three. Life after something. Life after something. Life after the hurricane. Life after the hurricane. Right now, it's hard for many people to think about the future. But someday in the near future, people will start to think about life after the hurricane. Right now, it's hard for many people to think about the future. But someday in the near future, people will start to think about life after the hurricane. To all of the people in the New Orleans area and other areas affected by the hurricane and flood, we are thinking of you. Good luck with rebuilding your lives. Good luck with rebuilding your lives. That's all today for the English Teacher John Show.